Everyone, this is the Anthony S. of the Arizona Business Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about inspiring people. Now, if you know the company so far, what I do, the line is inspiring leaders to be inspiring, essentially. The entire goal is to help other people inspire others. That's really the gist. That's why when I talk about what I do in management consulting, a lot of what I really want to do is help low-level leaders communicate better, lead better, aid better, be there for their people. That's the big goal. Now, if we go and watch, let's take Independence Day, the movie, or we go to almost any war movie, actually, let's just put it that way. There's usually a speech. And a speech that rouses everyone up. And there's music playing. And there's pauses. And there's, but not this day. I love it. It's my favorite stuff. That is maybe 5 minutes out of the entire year. You might be able to do that a couple times a year, maybe. It might make 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes of the time. But the interesting part about all those, the interesting part about going to a seminar and seeing someone that actually truly cares about the subject they're talking about, for me, it is that inspiration. And when I think about getting in front of a room of people and laying it out there, really giving my all to convey a message, the most important part is that I'm actually emotionally involved in it. I think people get very confused when you're a leader. And we're starting to learn more about it now. It's 2020 and we're doing better. But I definitely know there's a group of people that believe you're supposed to not show weakness as a leader. And not showing weakness as a leader does not mean you don't have emotion. But what it does mean is when things are tough, even when you show emotion, you show it in a healthy manner. You give people that little glimpse of what it really means to lose the battle but keep fighting the war. And don't get it wrong. You need those words, you need communication, you need those inspirational moments in a audio form. If you just rely on action alone, it will not get it all the way. There'll be a small group around you that'll know, oh, that dude's real, like the way he acts. And maybe you'll do well, maybe you'll get a big following because those people are good at marketing you and branding you. But you need to say something and then mean it. Words are not cheap. They're actually very expensive. Because based on what you say, whether or not you follow through, that is where it will cost you. Do not write a check with your lips that your body can't pay. There is multiple times I've seen this in politics today. There's times when I've done it. I had a good friend. I'd say he's a good friend now. We talked a few times, and then about the, I say, fifth, sixth time, oh, well, let's go golfing. Let me call you next week, and we'll try to get some golf set up. Didn't happen. I did this again. didn't happen. We're both busy. I didn't think much of it. But the third time, I said, you know, okay, we're going golf. Let's do this. It's like, well, then don't tell me you're going to do that and then not actually call back and call me back. And it dawned upon me that me saying we're going to do something, and even though it wasn't an exact, like, Tuesday, I'm calling you at 2, but I did say, by next week, I'll give you a jingle. Like, I gave a timeline that I could stick to. And I gave myself a lot of leeway. Like, 7-8 days. Didn't get it done. That third time, I called him back the next, I texted him the next day, already had a tee time set up, asked him, does this work for you? And I think we got out in like a couple weeks after that. I'm not sure the exact timeline, but essentially that's what happened. Just to show him that I was serious. I think it was actually went and got Chipotle, and then we golfed later. Like a couple days later, and that got Chipotle again. Because Chipotle is delicious. Not sponsored, but would love to be. We'll work on that later, Chipotle. The story is not to tell you about my random occurrences as like trying to network and get to know people. The story is meant to give you a glimpse as to what people expect. And if you have no intentions of having integrity, having people respect you, having some sort of honor, being there for people, then don't worry about it. Flake out. Do whatever you gotta do. I don't care. But if you have intentions of saying you're gonna be a leader, if you have intentions of saying that I want to actually know you as a person to somebody, you need to really commit to that. And then you got the full gambit. You can give that motivational speech. You can tell people what you intend to do. You can tell people what the future is going to look like. You can inspire a group to want to achieve with you that vision. But only through your actions will you truly inspire. You might motivate at first. Damn, you might motivate. Good job. You made everyone feel fuzzy in a room. Congratulations. You get a clap. Worthless. Anyone can motivate. That's why people go on YouTube and watch those videos. Try to get motivated. Inspire. Get a group of people. Get them all to agree that the same vision is right. Work with them. Lead them. Smile with them. Cry with them. Laugh with them. Jump for joy when you guys win. Strategize for next time when you lose. That is true inspiration. And I'll tell you what, it's hard. I fall short plenty of times. We're all human. So don't be mad if you make a mistake or two on the way. Just do your best. Say what you're going to do. And do it. This is the Anthony S., the Arizona Business Podcast. Hope you're all doing well. I do believe we got some interviews coming up. I'm excited. I'll talk to you all soon.